All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There is a brand new film called How to Hack Birth Control. And our guest, the producer director of that film, Sassy Moen, is with us. Sassy, welcome to the program. And is this something that you were interested in, or is this more of a personal story?
No, it's definitely something I was interested in. I mean, I came up with the idea, I think, like 3 years ago before the pandemic, because I do a lot of commercials that involve, like, hacking things. And I just was like, this would be funny if I use the techniques that I use on my commercials, but for, like, educating people about some issue that I think is important.
Hi, this is Jan Wall.
Hi,
sweetheart. Hi, Sassy. Honey, I mean, what what is this about exactly?
Well, it's basically it's a TV pilot that for the How to Hack series, and this one is basically telling women or men, I guess, how to get birth control, like all the different types of birth control that's available, where you can get it, how you can get it.
Wow.
Side effects and that type of stuff.
Oh, that's so interesting, Sassy. I love
yeah.
it. I love it. Do you do anything at all on the history of birth control? Because that really interests me a lot for some reason.
I mean, that interests me, too. I touch on it a little bit.
Yeah, like maybe part two or the sequel or something.
Right, yeah. I mean, the history of birth control is extremely interesting.
Oh, I love it.
Like,
I love it.
Going back, you know.
Yeah.
But this is, you got sketch comedy, you've got social, this is kind of a hodgepodge, just a fun way of taking this, right?
Yeah, it's a comedy, and so it's basically filled with lots of laughs in a way that I kind of want to make people, or I should say, so people don't realize they're getting educated. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, basically dishing out important information in a way that, like, you're laughing and enjoying yourself the whole time.
What's the funniest thing about birth control? What's funny to you about it?
Oh, man, how much time do you have? The funniest thing to me is that it is controversial. I mean, it seems like that something like the majority of women in America have been on or will be on birth control. So the fact that it's like a controversial topic is kind of weird to me, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's kind of hysterical.
Not that you'd already be taken for granted that birth control is a thing
yeah.
and part of.
Totally.
What's more interesting, funny-wise, prophylactics or the pill?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. What's funnier to you?
I think prophylactics are pretty funny. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing funnier than a rubber. I've always said it.
We definitely do talk about that in the beginning of it, but then it kind of moves on to all the different things that are available now that aren't condoms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So talk about your cast a little bit. There's very, very talented women here.
Oh, yeah. It was an ensemble cast. One of them, named Jackie R. Jacobson, she has her own Netflix show called Malibu Rescue. It's really popular with, like, teenagers. And beyond that, there's just a huge vast array of people from different backgrounds. I was really looking for, like, up-and-coming talent, you know, and I really think that we found that. They were a phenomenal cast to work with, super easy. And we shot it during the pandemic, which was no easy feat, let me tell you. We shot it in 2020. So
wow.
That was pretty complicated to have to work around all. It was right after things kind of started opening up a little bit, you know, but no, the vaccine wasn't out yet. So we definitely had to be super intense about, like, the COVID rules and all that stuff. And no one got COVID, and we had a cast and crew of 60 people at a 10-day shoot. So
whoa.
That was pretty cool.
Amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Where does the hacking thing come in?
I mean, it's basically throughout the entire thing. Like, I didn't know until a couple of years ago that, you know, you can get a prescription for the morning after pill. Like, you know, and so I have a bunch of girlfriends who are younger. And when you're younger, you don't have a lot of money, you know, especially when you're in college and stuff. And so you can just get a prescription and your insurance covers it. That's, like, one of the hacks we talk about, or where you can actually buy the morning after pill. I also didn't know you could buy it online. You can get it shipped to you. You know, like, it's basically lots of tips like that. Because
wow, I had no idea of that. That's amazing.
Right.
I'm glad you're getting that out there.
Yeah, as I was researching this, I was just learning their birth control is so much more accessible than I ever realized, even in like red states that are trying to crack down on it.
Well, let's get this to Florida. We got to get your movie to Florida.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
What's it like, Sassy, to go to all these film festivals? And I know you were official selection at Cinequest as well, but just to get all the great reviews.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a thrill. I had a film in film festivals in 2020, which was definitely like a little bit of a bummer because, you know, everything was virtual then. And so what was really cool with birth control is right now things are still virtual in these film festivals. But what I'm finding is starting in May, all these film festivals are either doing a hybrid or in person. So it's really cool to basically, the bonus of virtual is that, you know, you can watch it anywhere. Like if your listeners want to watch it, they can go to birthcontrolhacks.com and there's a page called Watch and it has all the different virtual festivals that it's in, such as Cinequest, which opens today, and they can buy a pass and watch it online. You know, so it's actually way more accessible than the select in-person ones, but those are also coming. So it's just really cool.
Good for Cinequest, man. They're a great film festival anyway down in San Jose. But, God, I mean, they're a great film festival. They allow a lot. They want really great material like this. What a trip you're doing, Sassy. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate
that. Well, I want birth control information out there. And if this gets it out there in a funny, entertaining, hip way, I'm all for it. It's great.
Yeah, you just summed it up in a nutshell.
And for more information, you can go to birthcontrolhacks.com. Anywhere else social media-wise, Sassy?
Well, I have my social media accounts, which is at Sassy Moen. That's S-A-S-S-Y-M-O-H-E-N. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook is Sassy Moen Films. You can also go to my website, sassymoen.com, also spelled the same way. But birthcontrolhacks.com has all the information about where you can watch it, the cast, the crew, behind-the-scenes stuff. It's really cool.
All right, there she is. Remember, once again, How to Hack Birth Control from Sassy Moen. Sassy, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Sassy. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Great work.
Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Thanks.